Welcome to Wisdom Trek with Gramps. Wisdom is the final frontier in gaining true knowledge. Our mission is to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, and to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. This is Gramps. Thanks for coming along on our trek to increase wisdom and create a living legacy. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 16 tells us, "How much better to get wisdom than gold, and sound judgment than silver." Today is day 1621 of our trek, and it is time for another nugget of wisdom, which includes an inspirational quote along with some wise words from Gramps for today's trek. If you apply the words that you hear today, over time, it will help you to become more healthy, wealthy, and wise as you continue on your daily trek of life. So let's jump right in with today's nugget. Today's quote is from Branch Rickey, and it is, "What matters most is not the honor that you take with you, but the heritage you leave behind." So today's nugget of wisdom is your lasting heritage. I talk a lot on Wisdom Trek about legacy because a living and lasting legacy is essential. Today's quote uses a little bit of a different language, but it is still the same focus. Creating a legacy, or in this case, a heritage, is not about bringing glory or honor to yourself, but on having a positive impact on others' lives while you are both living and into eternity. The heritage that you leave behind is created and fostered every day of your life. It is the daily activities of helping and encouraging others. It is the kindness that you show to others. It is showing love to others, even when it is hard and those that you are loving don't deserve it. Legacy is a similar concept to inheritance or heritage. It is something that you inherit from past generations and pass it on to future generations. Usually, heritage refers to a material or economic inheritance, while legacy refers to an immaterial and cultural inheritance. In other words, family legacy means accomplishments, beliefs, actions, and guidance that you demonstrate in your lives, that you carry forward to future generations in a fashion that allows your family members to adopt them and adapt to them, and it makes their lives meaningful and fruitful. It is not about ourselves with legacy or heritage. It is about how we impact the lives of others, especially close family and friends. Every day is a chance to live your legacy and create your heritage. For Granny and me, one of our daily prayers is that we will have a good and godly impact on our children and grandchildren. Our prayer is that we might encourage them to live good and godly lives themselves. This is so much more important than leaving houses, land, material possessions, or money. As you consider your life and the heritage that you have now and into eternity, what legacy are you creating? God has left us with an abundant heritage, and we should do the same for those that God allows us to impact. It is part of building God's kingdom on earth. It prepares the world for the new Eden, where heaven and earth combine, and we rule and reign with Jesus Christ. Let's look at a couple verses for today. First one is Proverbs chapter 13, verse 22. Good people leave an inheritance to their grandchildren, but the sinner's wealth passes to the godly. And Jeremiah chapter 16, verses 19 through 21. Lord, you are my strength and fortress, my heritage in the day of trouble. Nations from around the world will come to you and say, "Our ancestors left us a foolish heritage, for they worshiped worthless idols. Can people make their own gods? These are not real gods at all." The Lord says, "Now I will show them my power. Now I will show them my might. At last they will know and understand that I am the Lord." As you ponder this nugget of wisdom for yourself, please encourage your friends and family to join us and to come along with us tomorrow for another day of Wisdom Trek, creating a legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,620 daily treks or read the Wisdom Journals, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. And I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day's trek will be downloaded to you automatically. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor, but most importantly, I am your friend as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek podcast and journal each day. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward, enjoy your journey, and create a great day every day. See you tomorrow for more Daily Wisdom.